Tim, welcome back. We are recording our Friday Shorty Thanksgiving special edition. is that what we call it?
A cornucopia of podcast content today. Yes, yeah. our Friday Shorty is becoming, will be released on Thanksgiving morning. And hopefully as you're driving around and enjoying this podcast, heading to family's house, you're being safe and enjoying the extended weekend.
Yeah, so what better day than to talk about Brown Friday, Tim? Brown Friday. I think everyone in the industry knows what that means, but if not, we tried to explain it to someone yesterday, and I don't even think they got it.
I don't think they got it at first, and then, oh yeah, I guess that your disposal and your bathroom's getting extended usage on the Thursday and Friday. So I think they got it eventually.
It's one of the busiest time of year for, plumbing guys.
Well, it should be. It should be.
Yeah.
In fact, Eric, we were talking to Eric on Monday, and I asked him, I was like, hey, you know, do you do service calls on Thursday and Friday if you get calls? He goes, yeah. He's like, that's important. That's an opportunity for a new customer. So if you're out there and you're not doing them, you may think about that.
You know, the term comes from the stress that people have during the holiday season with more people in a household, you know, gatherings and stuff. You do things to your garbage disposal, or you maybe eat too much and have to use the can. So, you know, stuff in your house gets taxed. So we might have a service call or two the next day that you need
a little backup or something,
a little plumbing professional to come out and work on your stuff. But we found some information, and I got to say, I'm a little disappointed in this report. It's Yelp sent out its top list of the 30 most clogged up cities for Brown Friday. And it was just based on the call volume that came in per city. I actually want to know why. So let's just make up why, Tim. But the list is, let's just go from number one. Number one is Portland, Oregon. Portland, Oregon, Tim.
We're reading this article, and it gives the criteria on how they determine these rankings. And like you, I was a little bit of a head scratcher. I was like, so, all right, call volume for a week leading up to Thursday of Thanksgiving and then the following 2 days. But you would think that it would be a large, large metropolitan community. Portland's big, but I was just shocked it'd be Portland.
Yeah, but okay, so I'm going to put my guess or spin on it. So I lived out in Portland for a couple of years, and it's a very granola city. It's very transient, very
damn hippies.
Birkenstock city. But, you know, one of the terms is granola, and granola has fiber, Tim. So the more granola you eat, maybe the more you shit. And that's why it tops the list on Brown Friday.
Granola stuffed turkey for Thanksgiving. I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah. So number two on the list, maybe you could answer this. Virginia Beach, Virginia, Tim.
We talked about this the other day, and you were like, isn't that close to your relatives? I was, Richmond's about an hour and a half north of there, but Virginia Beach is I think of Virginia Beach as a Navy town. It's a military town. Okay. And a vacation area. There's a lot of people that have homes on the beach and stuff, but that surprised me as well. It's not a very large community. I guess per capita or just call volume per capita, not so much sheer volume, but
okay,
still.
So military, Navy. I mean, I could see that working out. All right. So number three was Raleigh, North Carolina. I think these just get more random as we go down the list. Like you said, why wouldn't it be LA or, you know, New York,
Chicago, Cleveland, places with older pipes and infrastructure or something.
Yeah. But Raleigh, North Carolina, I don't even know how that could even make the list, but there's, like I said, this doesn't provide any background information of why. It's just based on call volume that came in. Number four was Indianapolis. Yeah.
I mean, sure.
Maybe that's why they have the wet show down there, Tim.
That's a very astute point, John. I was just thinking that as you said that. I was like, perfect place for the wet show. Because on Brown Friday, Indianapolis is the number four ranked city for number of call volumes for plumbers.
And then number five, Jacksonville, Florida.
Well, some would argue that's a shit show anyway. So,
oh, wow. Dang,
I kid. I've got friends in Jacksonville, or at least in the area, Jack's Beach. None of these four or five, top five, resonate with me as communities that would have those kind of issues. But once again, I mean, it's number seven is the first one that goes, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. Boston.
Yeah. Boston. And eight, New Orleans.
Yeah.
Just because you're low lying, you're in a watershed area. I mean, just, it makes sense. There's a lot of people that eat food in New Orleans. It's a lot of greasy food, a lot of, yeah.
So the major cities, 30, New York City, New York is 30. Chicago's 28. LA is 18. Philadelphia is 24. I mean, they're starting to get bigger as you go down the list, which I just don't get. Like Las Vegas. You think of Las Vegas? Come on. That's all, you know, hospitality.
Well, there's a lot of big buildings there, a lot of people there. So but Phoenix, 10, Austin, Texas, 11, San Jose, 12, Orlando, 13, San Francisco, 14. Those are all, I think, okay, those are warm weather cities. There's a lot of people out and about. I don't know. It's a cool list, one for us to talk about, but I'm still trying to figure it out.
Well, yeah, so next time you're vacationing in Portland, Virginia Beach, Raleigh, North Carolina, Indianapolis, or Jacksonville, think about calling your friendly plumber.
have a plumber on speed dial is what it sounds like.
Yeah.
Well, and one of the other lists that you sent, John, was just the sheer volume of calories that we take in on Thursday, or the amount of exercise you need to do to
burn it off,
burn that off. It just, we're expected to eat like 5,000 or 6,000 calories easily on Thanksgiving. A lot of people will probably double that if they eat dessert, because desserts can be really bad. But yeah, just
so it says this is according to a MiraFit. Turkey dinner and all the trimmings, dinner racks up 1,499 calories, including turkey with all the trimmings. So expect vigorous exercise to burn this off.
But if you're eating dessert and having traditional couple of holiday cocktails or wine or champagne, sure, or something, you're easily in the 5,000 to 6,000 to 7,000 calorie range for a single seating.
Yeah, it says, you know, if you're having turkey and in the trimmings, an hour and 42 minutes worth of exercise. With desserts, 4 hours and 22 minutes for men, 5 hours and 10 minutes for women.
I'm lucky. I'm not a big dessert guy. So for me, it's honestly the turkey, the potatoes, and the drinks.
Yeah, it depends on what that dessert is, I have to say.
I might eat a small slice of pecan pie, but I'm not a pumpkin guy. I'm just not a huge, I've got a savory taste versus a sweet taste. So for me, it's more about the Brussels sprouts and green beans and veggies, turkey, and some potatoes and stuffing. I like stuffing or dressing and drinks. There will be champagne popped open tomorrow morning about 10 o'clock when family rolls over. We won't eat until 2, but we'll sit around and nibble for a couple of hours prior to dinner and drink some champagne. So it start adding the calories pretty quickly when you start adding alcohol.
Well, it says drinks to celebrate the festivities, eggnog, a couple glasses of wine, maybe a few mixed drinks. Combination of these drinks, it's more than 1,000 calories. So to burn that off, an hour and 10 minutes for men and an hour and 24 minutes for women. That's cycling, they suggest.
Well, I'm laughing that a couple glasses of classic wine. Come on. I've got 10 hours involved tomorrow with friends and family. There will be more than a couple glasses of wine and champagne drink.
You better get that Peloton going or whatever you got, Tim. And
we don't have a Peloton. We have a bike downstairs and we've got a couple pieces downstairs that are collecting dust. I forget what they're called.
Finally, got an email from Service Experts, and they gave some homeowner tips on you know, what to avoid going down your pipes during Brown Friday. It's kind of the basic stuff that most people know about, you know. It does say run a couple of eggshells through the disposal before the big day to help clear it out. I never heard that before, but I guess maybe that helps.
Well, I knew that you're not supposed to put greasy stuff in there. I know you're not supposed to put fibrous stuff in there. But I've always, and this is, maybe this is because I'm going back to the days of my grandmother and my mom. When I remember the first time we had a disposal growing up, my mom once a month would put a lemon in it and chop up a lemon. So I've, for some reason, retained, I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but I will stick a lemon in. I'll juice some lemon today for some stuff I'm using, and then I'll stick the lemon in there and grind that up. One, it helps the smell. It smells nice, but it's probably not the right thing to do, but it's something I do. And I know I'll get an email today or a text from somebody saying, don't do that.
Yeah. Avoid putting starches, fiber, or other heavy materials down your disposal with grease, stuffing, turkey bones, oils, and other potato or onion peels.
Coarse fibrous stuff. That makes sense. Or like me a couple weeks ago, we had some friends over and somebody, I may have mentioned this to you, John, we had some friends over one night and sitting around having drinks and some appetizers. And at some point during the night, a long shot glass had slid into the disposal and the safety feature of the disposal locked it. And I wake up the next morning and Cynthia's like, the disposal won't work. I was like, really? Did you check inside? And she goes, no. And I go, all right. So I checked inside and it was. I finally got the shot glass out without breaking it, luckily, and reset the disposal and it was fine. But I was like, yeah, that would have been a mess.
It says have trash cans or waste receptacles in the bathroom to prevent guests from, you know, being tempted to put down like wet wipes, floss, feminine products, beauty wipes, blah 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 down the drain. Which I would hope most people would know not to do that, but you never know. Just looking at this list, nobody wants to do the walk of shame, and what that means is. For me, have a plunger nearby in the bathroom. It always helps, you know? It doesn't say that here, but I'm just giving you my
Well, we've had experience with that at our house a couple of times. It's embarrassing for whoever it is and you feel sorry for them, but you're like it happens. Just don't make it a bigger deal than it is. It happens.
Yeah, and I guess, you know, if something does happen and you're a homeowner, just leave it to the pros to, you know, call up your local plumber and have them come out maybe the next day. I'm sure a lot of guys are on call on Thanksgiving. It's not like the most ideal thing, but, you know, they make some money. You get your house emergency back in order. Cleared up and yeah. But the funny thing was that this release that was sent to us from Service Experts, they sent this graphic, which I sent to you, and it said disposal don'ts. And it was like pumpkin seeds, grease and fat, turkey bones, potato peels. And then there's a picture. It says Aunt Sally. It's a woman. And I'm trying to understand if it's don't put Aunt Sally in the kitchen disposer or Aunt Sally had too much turkey and stuffing and she's, you know, got a highly motivated colon.
She's not going to fit in the disposal. Throw her in the wood chipper. That'll work better.
Yeah. But if she does have a highly motivated colon, I mean, I why would you call out Aunt Sally? It makes no sense.
Poor Aunt Sally.
It's one of those things like when you're a kid, which one doesn't belong? And it was like, here's corn cobs again, like butter, grease, just foreign objects. And then there's Aunt Sally, this picture of Aunt Sally. We'll post it on social media so you can see it, but it's just strange to me. Why throw Aunt Sally under the bus?
Well, I don't understand. It's like I saw a meme on Instagram this morning that had a picture of, or it just a quote that said, be sure to talk politics at the Thanksgiving dinner so you can trim the gift count off your Christmas list.
Yeah. That always goes well.
That's not something, it's not an issue at our house. And we've got a pretty diverse group of people that will be at our house tonight, as well as not so much on Thanksgiving, but definitely tonight. There'll be a very wide range of political philosophies at our house, but it's family, it's friends. I don't care what they, sometimes I do, but for the most part, just don't talk about it because alcohol is going to be consumed and somebody could get pissed. So just lay off the political talk.
Yeah. Yeah. That's probably some good advice. Don't, it's like the first date, you don't talk religion. You don't talk politics. So, our fridge went out.
Yeah. You were a smart man though, and went out yesterday to get one.
Well, it's funny because we put a thermometer in the fridge to see if it was, if in fact it wasn't working correctly. And so the thermometer was reading like 52 degrees. And I was talking to my buddy and that's he was like,
that's not optimal.
Over 40 degrees, bacteria reproduces at such a rate. He gave me the stats and I'm like, oh yeah, maybe that mayonnaise is not looking too good these days. Anyway, so we put everything either outside, it's cold enough outside, or we have a fridge out in the garage, which is probably 45 years old.
Yep.
And the one we're getting rid of is 8. So
technology, sometimes it's reverse technology. They over-technologize them.
So shout out to Nate Adams, who posted his destruction of a Samsung refrigerator on his IG channels. So I felt like doing that. Maybe I still will. I'll take it out and tie it to the back of the truck and just run it down the street.
With shirt on or with shirt off?
For me, it'd probably be shirt on. Yeah.
Nate's a good guy. You just had Nate on IG Live.
I know.
He's a good guy. Really good guy. Well, everybody have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Be safe. Take notes from the Brown Friday discussion earlier, and we will talk to you later.
All right. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.